Hey everyone, welcome back to the Young and Hungry podcast. It is a cold winter day, per usual, and I decided to record because I'm feeling in a chatty mood, and I feel like this is when I always record, is when I'm feeling in a chatty mood, and I'm ready to sit down and record something. So I want to go over a couple things before I kind of get started into the topic for today, which I kind of am going back and forth between like two topics, but I think in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about how I started my YouTube channel. Now, I wouldn't say I'm like YouTube famous, definitely not a celebrity, definitely not an Instagram influencer. I wouldn't say that at all. I am a regular person on YouTube. I had my most amount of subscribers I had was about over 8,000 or 9,000. So again, I'm not a celebrity and not famous at all, but I just wanted to go through like tips and tricks that I use to get my following up a little bit more and maybe my Instagram following. I don't have too many Instagram followers either. I think having a YouTube channel definitely helped, but I definitely am not how you say Instagram famous. Not at all. Not even close. But I do what I can. I enjoy it. So I'm like, might as well put my two cents on here. Who's listening? Who knows? But it's fun to record. So I'm going to first start off by prefacing, hopefully that's the right word, two things. One, Vanderpump Rules is coming back in January, and I'm so excited. So I'm probably going to be covering that show. I just like love talking about reality TV. It's one of my favorite pastimes. So definitely going to be covering that. I think that's just a fun thing to do. I listen to podcasts that cover every single show that I watch. So I think covering it, that'll be a lot of fun. So, and then two, I forget like my last, what was it? I don't even know what my second one was. Maybe like, I was gonna start like a let's rant section of this podcast, like every week or every whenever I record, every other week I'll have like a let's rant section and I'll just talk about what's bothering me for that week. And what's bothering me this week? Honestly, nothing. I thought I'd have some sort of topic, but I don't really have anything this week to rant about. I guess the only thing is probably like society telling you that you need to be somewhere at a certain age. I definitely learned from my roommates that that is not true. I think when I was younger, I was like, by the time I'm 25, I'm gonna be engaged and on my way to marriage. That's definitely not the case. I'm not even close to that. I just moved out a year ago. So I think seeing social media is definitely difficult in that case because you're seeing all these people doing these things that you think you should be doing. And that's not the case. You are where you are and that is fine. For a reason. You are where you are for a reason. And everything will work out in the end. If I don't believe that, I would go crazy. So I have to have a little faith in that. So let's start with, I guess, my YouTube channel. So when I was younger, I think I started my YouTube channel when I was probably 16, 17. I was fairly young. I had it in 2013 or 2012, I believe. I said this on my previous episode when I was talking about getting my full-time job. And I was really nervous to start it. I think there was a lot of... Now it's completely different, but back then maybe there was like a little bit of stigma, like if you have a YouTube channel, you're kind of lame, putting videos out there is kind of stupid, especially in like high school, you were just kind of embarrassed. So I didn't tell anyone I was doing it. I kind of just put out these videos for fun because, again, I love to film, I love to edit, I got a camera, I was always that person putting a camera in your face. I really enjoyed kind of being that extra, if that makes any sense. So I started filming, I would say, pretty simple videos. They weren't monetized. Obviously, I was just doing it for fun. Didn't even know you could get paid from YouTube. I didn't know that was a thing. And I think that's how most people started back then, because there was no monetization. So you were just putting it out there for people to see, not for ads or sponsorships or anything like that. So now I think it's a little different. I think people started, not all people, but maybe some people started just to become famous, because obviously there's a lot of people that are, and they've made a career out of it, and I think that's amazing. I have no bad words to say about that. If you can make a career doing something you love, why not do it? And when I started, I just kind of did it for fun. I loved to edit. I had iMovie. I had the worst camera known to man. Horrible quality, but at that time, you just put anything up. It was just the content. So I put that up. Obviously, I enjoyed it, and I kept that going for a couple months. I was pretty avid at posting. Like, I would do it a lot more than I do now, because I think sometimes you grow out of things. I wouldn't say I necessarily have grown out of it 100%, but I definitely have lost my passion for it, which sucks, but maybe I'll get it back one day. You never know. So started posting a lot, and then I started seeing a trend. I was actually gaining subscribers, which was really cool. I feel like back in the day, it was a lot easier to get noticed because there weren't that many people doing it. So I was gaining subscribers pretty quickly, and then I think it just kind of fell off maybe in 2016, 2017, because I wasn't posting as much, and at that time, you had to post pretty frequently to be noticed. And I think that's the time where I also started monetizing my videos. And on YouTube, you can put ads on your videos to make money. And that's something I didn't really know until I did a little bit of research on my own. And when I found that out, I was super excited. And when I did it, I kind of felt like boss ass bitch. Like, I was so happy that I was making money from something I even loved to do. And I wasn't making a lot. I was maybe making like 10 bucks here or there. Like, it wasn't a lot. I think the most I've ever made was maybe over $200, but that was when I was like posting a lot and getting great views. So I was getting subscribers, but they were slowly dying because I wasn't putting out as much content. And I believe in 2017 or 2016, I actually got reached out from a company called Style Hall, and they were pretty much a branding company. They said, oh, we were going to, you know, show your videos on our like website, and we're gonna post it on Instagram, and you'll get more followers. Oh, and we also take 20% of all your income. And back then I was very naive, and I thought this would be great. I'm partnered with Style Hall. That is the coolest thing. I really thought that YouTube could take off for me. And so I signed the contract. I showed my dad. I was excited. They posted me on their Twitter. And then I realized that they did absolutely zero for me besides just taking the money I was making. So it was kind of a little bit of a scam. Lesson learned. They didn't take too much from me because obviously I wasn't making that much. But it was still like, why am I paying them 20% of everything I make when I could just be doing all of this myself, promoting myself, branding myself, posting content myself? Like, they didn't do anything. So for a year, I was stuck in that contract, and I lost a lot of my money to them. Not that I was making that much, but I made some, you know. So for every $100 I was making, I was giving them 20. And I hope that's correct. Math isn't my song suit. And pretty much, I kind of lost, I would say I lost a lot of my passion there. I kind of felt a little ripped off. It sucked. It was hurtful. I was like, why would people do this? Like, that's when I really learned about the real world and how everyone's in it for the money and they don't really care about your content or about you. So I would say 2017, I kind of lost some passion for it. And I just wasn't posting as much. I felt very discouraged. My videos weren't getting as many views. And I think at a point in time, I just decided to kind of stop filming. I didn't film as much as I used to. Again, I was very discouraged. After I got out of the contract, I was like, this is stupid. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not getting the views. And I lost sight of me just doing it for fun for me doing it for views. And that is so wrong. That's not why I posted videos in the first place. So I kind of lost sight of that in myself and YouTube, because it just became so unrelatable. These people were making videos with these cameras I couldn't afford, these apps I couldn't afford to edit. It was just not what it was anymore. And I think in a way right now it still is. It's kind of losing its relatability. A lot of the YouTubers I used to watch are moved to LA and are on these brand deals and buying expensive cars, buying expensive houses, and I just can't relate to that anymore. And it's sad. So I try to find new ones that I can watch, but it's kind of lost its feel to me. So after I kind of lost touch with it, I would start, you know, filming here and there, promoting, you know, on Instagram, everything like that. And I guess a good tip or trick, because I haven't said one in 11 minutes, unfortunately with social media, you have to follow what people are watching. So in the beginning, when I was actually gaining subscribers, I would do car tours because they were super popular and people loved that. That's how I got my views. I would do Ipsy bags because that's where the views were. So definitely follow the trends if you're comfortable with it. I know there's trends that are on there that I wasn't comfortable with putting out there, like story times were very big. Just not for me. I didn't want to put my life out there because I knew this wasn't going to be my career, and I didn't want to portray a certain side of me that wasn't true necessarily. And it's totally fine with the people who do it. They're living their best life, like rich in LA, but maybe that just was not for me. So follow the trends if you're comfortable following them. That's how you will get the views. That's how people will watch your videos, and that's how people will subscribe. And once you have those subscribers, show off your personality and people unsubscribe, then they just didn't like your personality. And that's fine. That's to each his own. So another kind of tip and trick I learned was to just make something unique to yourself. If you really like to edit, put it all out there. Take time editing, because you can tell when you put together a piece that you don't really care about and something that you do. And you'll notice. You'll notice the comments. You'll notice people are like, wow, you actually put work into this. So put out things that you're proud of. There's many times I probably put out YouTube videos that, you know, I just had to, and you could probably tell. I wasn't fully invested. I wasn't fully into it. And you could tell. You could definitely tell. And those are the ones I'm not proud of, but there are ones that I put out and I worked so hard on. And yes, they didn't get the views, but I was so proud of it because I was like, I worked so hard on this. I filmed for days. I edited for hours. Like, I put those out and I was proud of them. So even if they didn't get the views, I was like, I just want to show this off to my friends and family. That's all I care about. So those are kind of my tips on that. And I guess my last tip is be relatable. Be who your audience is, if that makes any sense. I'm watching people now that I have actually unsubscribed to people that are completely just on their own journey, and that's fine, and people love to watch that, but a lot of people don't. They subscribed to you in 2013 for a reason, is because you were sitting in your bedroom filming videos, and that's what people like to see. So, you know, not be who you are not, but always be grateful for what you have, because I've seen people out there, there's so many examples of people making so much money and just kind of losing sight of themselves. So always be humble, and you can brag about stuff, but just be humble about it, if that makes any sense. So that's my tips and tricks. I guess I'll finish up with my YouTube journey. So after, you know, 2017, I guess, 2016, again, I lost sight, but I still filmed. I didn't film a lot, but I would kind of do here and there, like roommate tags because I moved out, or, you know, if I received a box in the mail, influencer, anything like that, I would film those. And I just wasn't as passionate about it. I was also going back to school, and things were happening in my personal life that I was like, I don't really want to show this on screen. I used to do Christmas vlogs, December vlogging, and I loved that. And then I kind of stopped because it was just my personal life, and I just didn't feel the need to show it off anymore. And maybe that's a mature thing, maybe it's not. I'm not really sure. But it just happened like that. Just so happened. Maybe I'll film this year. Who knows? Also, I have a full-time job. It's really hard. So, in the end, I've realized that I've definitely grown up. And I still enjoy doing YouTube videos, but maybe my passions took me to podcasting. Maybe it led me to another way. Who knows? But all in all, that is my YouTube journey. I don't film as much, which is kind of sad, but I still enjoy it. And I still enjoy watching YouTube. I still enjoy the content that's on there. Maybe not as much as I used to, but I still do like some kind of humble YouTubers that are just growing now. And yeah, that's pretty much everything. I would also kind of recommend getting maybe a video editing software that you can do really cool things. So every video is maybe different, even how you film, record, style, put edits, cuts, everything like that. So I had Final Cut Pro, which was amazing. I loved Final Cut Pro. That's probably something I saved up for myself just because I was so excited to get it. It was expensive, but it was worth it. And I had iMovie. I still use iMovie. It's a little bit easier to use. And definitely get yourself a camera that's good quality. If you're really passionate about doing something, get the proper tools for it, because that will make all the difference. But yeah, that's all I really had for today. I really hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. To those who are listening, I hope you make it this far. If you don't, thanks for even listening for a minute of it. I am really enjoying podcasts. I really, really am loving it so far. Yeah, that's all I have for today. I really hope you enjoy the day wherever you are. And I will talk to you in my next podcast. Bye, guys.